天气怎么样？天气怎么样 ？How's the weather？ 天气怎么样？How's the weather？ How's the weather？ 是由科学家 Campbell Watson 与艺术家林子桓共同创作的电台节目，是立方空间花鼓电台的节目。我们使用访问的方式，收集受访者的讯息，慢慢地从天气谈到各级的主题。天气被视为进入观看世界的起点，天气无所不在，我们在天气里面，我们改变天气，但实际上天气正在改变我们。这集我们要谈的是波多黎各的坏天气 Bad Weather's Puerto Rico。
How's the weather? I think that has become kind of like the conversation recently.
So it's from a scientific standpoint.
All right. So my name is Leonel Cruet.
My name is David.Melesio Vasquez.
I'm an artist and an art educator
in mechanical engineering.
I'm from Puerto Rico, from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
But I moved out of Puerto Rico when I was 6 years old, and I've been living in the Bronx, in New York, ever since.
When there's bad weather, I think the first thing that I do, just literally like the first response, is to look at my phone and like figure it out, like what time is it, like where I am, and also like what's going on and what's gonna happen next.
Huh. I guess my first gut reaction is that there is the only bad weather is the weather that I don't want to occur. How close are we to the point where we can actually control the weather?
Control the weather.
I don't know. I don't know. That's kind of where I don't know. I don't know.
It is part of our human condition. We're spinning, we're moving, we are in motion.Seeing it more as another character, right? As a character that it could be, you know, a invisible protagonist.
Y esa comida es para María. Pero ella no puede comerla porque vomita, según usted dijo. Sin embargo, en el hospital la pueden alimentar de cierta forma que no vomite. Es la única forma de hacerlo.
Sí.
Winds coming from the African coast, this phenomenon called the Sahara dust plumes.
Sahara 沙漠的尘埃起源于北非，通过强风和热带风往西穿越大西洋。空气中的尘埃长达5000英里，这对热带气候产生了重大影响，例如飓风的发展。
Dust that settles throughout the island.Comes from the desert of Sahara.
It's like a material connection between two different parts of the planet.
The desert of Sahara.
Thank you.
you know, most of this weather came from spiritual beings, and, you know, like either the good weather and the bad weather was responses to, you know, to how people gather together, how people are represented within society. And, you know, depending on, you know, our misbehaviors or our good behaviors, like weather was contingent to that.
It actually causes quite a bit of unpredictable flooding on the West Coast. And these are things that, you know, it's going to be clear sky one day and the cloud forms, drops a tremendous amount of water, and then it's gone all in a span of 20, 30 minutes, you know, these flash flooding events.
From our ancestors, like, you know, there was, you know, in pre-Columbian, you know, sort of like groupings of people and communities, they felt that at times, you know, most of this weather came from spiritual beings.
The actual weather itself probably cares very little about our politics, the way I think about it. But how weather aware we are as a people can change. Depending on where you are, and depending on where you are, the politics also change. Early on in my research, I remember there was a need for trying to get better information for Puerto Rico, because even though the North American, what's called the North American Mesoscale model, had Puerto Rico in their grid, it was in the corner, and you don't tend to trust the information that's created at the corners from a mathematical standpoint. And so even though that data would still be released, when you actually try and use it in real time, it didn't give you good results.
Just before the Spanish-American War, an American naval commander said, "Americans must now begin to look outward."
I think, you know, that comes from a position of like power, and specifically at that time there were certain conditions happening, right, in the world, and also like in the thought of ownership and being able to, you know, like claim land. I actually, yeah, like thinking about it from the position of like the United States as, you know, as this country with, you know, an expanded territory, like, of course, they will like to be able to own and conquer, have some sort of like relationship with, you know, with anything that is in the territory in and of itself, and also everything else that is around it. So I don't see it as something, you know, good perhaps, but we can trace back time, and there was not a lot of the sensibilities that people have nowadays.
I think in the scientific field in which I find myself, the spirit of collaboration tends to lead to better and better results. Maybe not immediately, but having those connections and looking outward and sharing is something that I think has benefited, at least in the scientific community, has benefited progress.
Most of the people resist being able to, you know, assimilate with English as a primary language or as a secondary language within the same, you know, within the same importance or the same level as, like, you know, Spanish, but they still do, you know, speak a lot of words and, like, talk with a lot of words that are shared between both languages. Hurricanes are not something that is foreign to the conditions of Puerto Rico. It is something normal, and it's something that is expected.
I think the weather owns us. There are companies that are trying to make a living by stating that they can manipulate the weather. And so I don't know that we own the weather, but I keep thinking about in the future, what if, how the laws would work, that if you could blame Rame in a particular area to actions taken by some sort of entity somewhere else.
There's two sides of the coin. There's people that still want to settle even stronger bonds with the United States, to envision Puerto Rico as part of the United States, as a state of the United States, with all of the, you know, strings attached that come with being in a state. And there's another side, of course, that want and hope for Puerto Rico to become an independent country and to become, you know, have its own sort of autonomy, let's say, to be in power of who and what they want to do in relation with other countries, not necessarily filtered through what happens in the United States. What Puerto Rico is and what Puerto Rico should be. It's always a very heavy political load of like information and things that are being spoken all the time, and it gets to the point of exhaustion.
As a status quo, there is the benefit of having all the bells and whistles without having to really pay for it, but that also means that the country isn't really allowed to steer its own, like, they're not allowed to steer the ship because they're beholden to whatever the U.S. decides, especially in terms of trade. The Jones Act in particular, kind of anything that needs to go to Puerto Rico, they force it to go to Florida first before they are allowed to be shipped to Puerto Rico. So it's, you know, those things like that, those are barriers currently.
Instead of being just a gap in terms of generation, like old, young, it's more about like just how people have acquired different experiences about, you know, their own history and how they understand themselves in terms of identity.
My family are split between the three. I have family members I can point at that have of three opinions. So that's kind of my background in it and hearing their conversations. But for the most part, the two most dominant political parties are for the status quo and then the one for statehood.
Natural landscape, sea landscape, just urban landscapes and people's geographical landscapes too, right? Like you see all of this like small glitches that are here and there that remind you that like, hey, you know, this was this way and there could always be stronger. It is a matter that will be tied up to education and how people, you know, are thinking in their present and are thinking in their future in relation to this.
You know, in a place like New York, where it's very individualistic and it's very competitive, you go to a place like Puerto Rico, where people naturally want to have conversations with you and naturally want to interact and probably know too much of your life, and they'll probably divulge maybe too much of their life than you would want, but that's the type of spirit, and I think Maria definitely just provided an opportunity for the world to see more of that.
voiced by Leonel Cruet, David Melacio Vasquez, and Campbell Watson. Edited by Campbell Watson. Additional composition by Tim Cleary.
天气怎么样？天气怎么样？How's the weather?